This week, we've been hearing stories about Proctor Creek, which flows from downtown Atlanta across dozens of neighborhoods to the Chattahoochee River. It's had well-documented problems with pollution and with flooding. And elsewhere on Morning Edition, you heard about ongoing work to clean up Proctor Creek. Well, here's WABE's Molly Samuel to tell us about one project that will connect people to the creek.
I'm at the Bankhead MARTA station. There's not a whole lot around it. Some light industrial, some of which seems kind of abandoned. A few houses. Stephanie Stuckey is with the Atlanta Mayor's office, and she's here with me.
We have all these birds out chirping as we're looking at the barbed wire and the kudzu and the industrial. In a year, a lot of this won't be here.
That's because this is where the new Proctor Creek Greenway is going to start. It's a paved trail that will eventually travel 7 miles along Proctor Creek.
This is the before of the before and after shot, right? You don't get much of a sense of place right now. And hopefully, when we have this greenway, you'll have a sense of place.
The vision for the trail is that it'll connect West Side neighborhoods to each other and to the rest of the city. It'll also bring people through forests into parks and along some nice stretches of Proctor Creek. Stuckey says it'll be sort of like the Beltline.
The Beltline is not just a trail, it's where people come together. It builds community.
This is one of many projects happening now along Proctor Creek and on Atlanta's west side to bring money and people back to the neighborhoods here. Deborah Edelson is with the Emerald Corridor Foundation, which has advocated for this trail to happen.
To imagine that this will soon be full of walkers and joggers and families is really exciting, that we can bring Atlantans back to this part of their city.
The city plans to finish the first 2 miles of the trail in the next year. Molly Samuel, WABE News.